T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is up early with us, as he always is, 5 days a week. I'm glad to have you here. How you doing?
And I'm glad to be here, even if you're not really the governor.
The governor, don't tell anybody that I'm not okay. The governor, as long as I convince myself. So, you know, inflation. I've got a guy who seems very informed. I've never met him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an investor. He's written all these books. I read what he writes. He writes not little pithy comments, but very thoughtful statements on Facebook. He's convinced that hyperinflation is coming, and that if you don't have money stored away in other currencies, that you're going to have big problems in the near future in the United States.
Okay.
What do you think of this?
I can see some, well, certainly there's a lot of folks out there, particularly if you're a classically trained economist, mm-hmm. and you are a baby boomer plus, that you could draw that conclusion. Also, John, apropos of what you were talking about early, very much so in an academic setting, an academic environment,
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the earmarkings, a lot of the things that we look at when we study inflation from historic times past, a lot of those conditions exist now in the environment that we're in, and so that believes us to believe if we've seen all of these things in the past, all these conditions, and then it rains, then when we see those conditions existing now, obviously it's getting ready to rain. I would tell you that there's a lot of things in the condition right now that are not the way that it was. And John, when particularly if you're baby boomer plus, right now, you have a very specific experience with inflation, as we remember it, and we didn't like it. And that was in the early 70s, early to mid-70s, when we saw dramatic price increases on a day-to-day basis that our paychecks couldn't deal with. So when the price of groceries, the beef, went up 25% in 1 year, that was dramatic and that was meaningful, and we couldn't deal with it on a day-to-day basis comfortably. Same thing happened to oil and a lot of other inputs. Then it became embedded in our psyche that we needed to plan on that happening going into the future. Of course, it didn't continue to happen, but we had already priced that in, and it's a very fearful experience. So now when we see a lot of those conditions happening, we're going, guys, better be ready. Here it's coming. The problem is there's a huge number of conditions that don't exist now that were vitally important back then. Everything from we had just come off the gold standard. There's one of your alternate currencies that your friend is talking about. We had gotten ourselves in a supply-demand constraint with oil, which was a vital input that we had lost control of for a while. That's not an input that exists right now. And we did not have the entire world digitized, John. And that is, I know people get tired of hearing it, but that is an unbelievably critical, important change on what we experienced inflation as a baby boomers and what we remember and what's going to happen now. So I want to keep this conversation going because that mindset is something we're going to have to deal with going forward for all baby boomers and all of our listeners, all the way back to Adam, the producer, if we're going to successfully navigate this question.
Well,
right
we do
now.
Need to we pick are. It up. I think a lot of people are very stressed out about it, who've been through it, as you point out, in the 70s, and are worried that that's coming back.
And so. Let's make a pact that that's something we'll work on throughout the rest of this spring, even.
Okay. Very good. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Absolutely. Everybody stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.